Okay, this is a first for me. I'm sitting at a wine bar, a Michelin one-star wine bar in Oslo. And outside, I'm here for work. So recording this from Oslo. Bibos Ian is called Bibos. In the past, we made two different ones from that farm. We made a Bibos 1 and a Bibos 2. That was a Bibos 1 was Sauvignon Blanc driven. Bibos 2 was a straight Semillon. So we've experimented for a while on those two, but then at the end decided that the best is a combination of the two. So so Bibos that you've got there is predominantly Sauvignon Blanc with a little bit of Semillon. That is what you call a co-fermentation. So that is two varieties that was picked on the same day, basically based on taste. So I tasted the Sauvignon Blanc grape and I tasted the Semillon grape. I looked at the vineyard. Both of these vineyards, they grow next to each other in a place called Bart Skeerders Bos. And based on the taste, I made a call of how much Semillon and how much Sauvignon Blanc needs to go into the blend. The vineyard is owned by a lady called Caroline Relema. She is a very famous wine person in South Africa. She is the owner of Caroline's Fine Wines in Cape Town. And I'm allowed to get 1 ton of the grapes. So I've got a choice and I make that choice by tasting the grapes and basically deciding on the blend in the vineyard. Not by tasting the final product. So we take it to the cellar, we put it into a press together, squeeze out the juice, goes to old French oak for spontaneous fermentation, no additions at all. The only addition that we do is a small bit of sulfur after fermentation and before bottling, but it spends a year on the lees and then just gone into bottle all by itself. I think the wine speaks of the area quite hectically, if I can put it like that. If you see the area, there's lots of wind, it's cold, it's a rugged area. Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon loves that area. It makes a wine for me that Bibos tastes like jalapenos. So super unique, punchy, lots of character. Bibos means Bart Skeerders Bos. It means that it's named after the Bart Skeerder spider. It's the beard shaver. It builds its nest from human hair, or not human hair, from hair. And there's a myth that at night the Bart Skeerder will climb into your bed, it'll shave off your beard, and he'll build his nest from human hair. And that's why on the label there's a guy with half a beard. And the town is named after that spider, so it's called Bart Skeerders Bos, Bibos in short. Cape Agulhas, so most southern point of South Africa, most southern wine region of South Africa.